Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Yeah. It can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that he's enough. Hi, this is Kendra.
And this is Jade.
And you're listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. If you are new to the show, we are a show for couples who are struggling with infertility or miscarriage or adoption, whatever path God has you to build your family. We want to encourage you to cling to Christ and remember that he's enough. He's there. He loves you. And you're not alone. And we're going to talk about that today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. But first,
yes, ma'am.
What is today, Kendra?
Today is Hannah's Heart's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Hey, I know that's a Stevie Wonder version, but
look,
still.
Look, until a Christian version exists,
yes.
It's widely accepted. We're going to be stuck with that in the happy birthday song. So.
2 years.
Yes.
How does that feel, Hannah?
Hannah.
Kendra.
Now I'm calling now that it's been 2 years, yeah. I've officially changed my name to Hannah.
To Hannah. Yeah. How does it feel?
It's crazy. Just to look back and see. Yeah, it really has. Yeah. And it started off as just an idea, and then it like came to fruition, and then now like there's this whole community of people that encourage each other, and like even just in the last 2 weeks I've had a lot of interactions with people who have emailed us or even phone calls where we've prayed together on the phone, and I love the way God works, right?
Amen.
It's just beautiful. And I'm just gonna say, y'all have changed my life too.
Amen.
The Hannah's Heart crew.
I love that.
You asked me that off air last week.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how has it impacted you? Because when Hannah's Heart started, Eliana was not here
she
yet.
She was not.
Her beautiful self. She needs to be in commercials. I'm not just saying.
You are sweet.
She's gorgeous. She really is.
Yeah, well, one of the big things is we were in the thick of fertility treatments when Hannah's Heart was being launched. And we suffered an early miscarriage, and the Hannah's Heart family on the radio is usually a couple weeks or months behind what we share publicly, to, you know, kind of process things privately first. But while we were on our journey, so many people wrote in and said that they were praying for us.
Man.
And I felt this prayer covering as we were processing all of that. And it is such a big deal. But another way I think that the Hannah's Heart listeners and guests that we've had on have impacted me. One of my hearts in coming to the show was that I wanted to help prepare couples to know that God is good even when our story doesn't work out the way that we thought it was going to, and he has a different way.
Yeah.
And in my mind, that was about preparing couples that you might not have biological children. God might have a plan B, and how to, because I was trying to prepare my own heart for that. And that's so important, you know, that, that God's character and his goodness is not contingent upon us getting what we think is good, how we classify that. Right. But what I have learned through this show is do not underestimate our God and what he can do. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to continue praying for what your heart desires, because we have had guest after guest come on the show and share these incredibly miraculous stories of what God has done in their life. And it's not just, I can hear y'all thinking, because they're like, well, yeah, your charismatic background. It's not just our charismatic guests that have come on.
Come on.
We have people from every denominational background who have witnessed God.
Being God.
Yes.
That's how I would say
and
it.
Doing things the way he wants to do it. And he doesn't work the same way twice. It's always different.
Yeah.
But there have been some stories where I'm like, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you was lying. But that story, like, how could that even happen? Like, we've heard people that like didn't have working ovaries conceive. You know, people that had cancer and were on,
taking chemotherapy,
and had a healthy baby.
So had a
like,
baby, yeah,
just people that were told they had zero chance that have conceived
and or adopted. I want to throw that out too, because I want to commend you also. I was about to go in one rabbit trail, but I want to commend you for still doing this show, you and Anne, in the midst of your own struggles. Because I know in the beginning, we all were talking because I haven't conceived or anything like that. And I could not handle doing this show at that time while not... while struggling with infertility. And so
here I am today.
It took time. My goodness, did it take time? And I say that to say everyone's journey is different. It is okay to give yourself grace and how much you can handle because I knew I wanted to get to where you and Anne were, and I admired it. And so in the background, I was looking at it, and I was just like, man, look at how God is using it. And I know you still had your moments of tears and possibly doubts, because we're humans, we live in this flesh, but then by the power of the Holy Spirit, you still kept pushing through and trusting in the Lord, and it shows.
Well, so, and I appreciate our listeners being just walking with us and being gracious with us, because we haven't learned it all. And we share a lot of times of like, my sinful heart did this, you know, and I think being vulnerable with each other is important, you know, to be able to share, like, you can be a believer your whole life and still, we had our episode a while back about idolatry, still make motherhood an idol, be jealous when someone has a pregnancy announcement, like, things. It's the flesh. We gotta die to it every day.
But it's also anything that causes us to need God more is a blessing. And so they're all our blessings because it causes us to need Him more to grow in our walk with Him.
That's so good.
I love that. So in the midst that you and Anne being a blessing to these listeners, they've been a blessing to you. That's what I'm hearing.
They really have. And I am blessed to have you filling in for Anne.
I've been enjoying this.
You were, I think, our first person that we had on after Anne and I shared our story. You were on, and you've brought so much to the show. So thank you for having me.
I've enjoyed it. It's ministering to me. And actually, I told you this recently, the other day, the Holy Spirit actually was convicting me of something that I still struggle with. And that is, here we go, y'all. Y'all ready for this transparency?
This is an upcoming whole show.
Yeah.
Hold tight. Go ahead.
How I still at times will have a tendency, if I know of a woman, say she's fornicated but she's conceived, or where I will think, wait a minute, I did XYZ, I waited till I was married, I did XYZ, I deserve this, and the Holy Spirit is still growing me and humbling myself, and to know, I read this earlier, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, including me. I am no different from any other woman, any woman that's addicted to drugs and conceived, or I am no different. The only difference is, I could say, is I had a praying mama and the Holy Spirit just helps and guides me, you know, and I made, by His help, strive to make some good decisions, but I still sin. And so that's one area that I am growing in since I've been filling in, and it's been a joy. I'm learning while I'm here myself.
Yeah, no, what you said is spot on. I think it's human nature to think that in our righteousness we can earn a baby.
Kendra.
And Kendra. We don't have any righteousness is what it really boils down.
We don't
anything apart from Christ.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've even been guilty because we'll also mention this. October is infant pregnancy. Let's see. Here we go. I'm going to read it. Thank you. Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month. So we see you. We know that pain is so real. But I am guilty of looking at other people's lives on Facebook. I had a friend who was young, and it seemed like she was just popping out babies. And I didn't.
You mean younger? We're still young.
Yeah, we're still young. I'm hearing you in my juggle. Yeah, I'm young. Not according to the chart.
I'm sorry.
Advanced maternal age. Anywho, this was very humbling because in my heart I'd been struggling with jealousy towards her, and I kept having to beat it back down. Of course, I wanted the best for her,
absolutely.
But I struggled with jealousy.
I know what you mean, Kendra. I've been there.
I know she'd had an infant loss or a miscarriage, and she wrote into the show thanking us for having this. And so you don't know what those other people that you're thinking, man, it's so easy over there.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're going through.
Kendra, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I believe that there is true growth in Christ when we are able to examine our hearts and be honest with where we are.
Yeah.
Because remember, the scripture says, I believe it's 1 Corinthians 3, we move from glory to glory in Christ Jesus. I don't think that is capable if you are not aware of the state that you're in.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, I am aware that my sins... It was what put Christ on the cross, and that I need Him.
Yep.
I mean, sanctification is a process, and so I think it's beautiful. And I could say,
would you
say the more that we're honest, you'll find yourself cheering on for those women who are getting pregnant? Like, okay, I was jealous then with these women, but now I'm getting to a place where I can rejoice with the next ones.
Because your heart is the heart of God.
Yes. You know? Oh, Kendra. That's it, girl.
Well, I have a clip that I'd like us to play because I want to hear from some of our listeners of how... this isn't Hannah's heart. Like, woohoo, this is what God does when individuals that are privately serving and honoring God come together and realize that they're not alone and operate the way that the body of Christ intended us to. Yes. I have one clip that we had that I'd like to play. A listener left us a voicemail. So, Mark, would you play that clip?
I really appreciate y'all's ministry. Y'all's intro about Hannah and why your ministry is called Hannah's Heart, it truly spoke to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this is a podcast? Like they have a podcast for women who are going through infertility? Like, oh my gosh, like where has this been? And I was just so excited. So like I literally went to the iTunes podcast app and I just started listening to a ton of y'all's podcast, like over and over, like I would just let them play. And like, that's how I've spent my Saturdays the last several months, is just listening to podcasts, you know, one right after the other. But I have so appreciated your podcast, because your podcast gave me community when I felt like I had no one. And so I just hearing the voices of Anne and Kendra and the guests that y'all had on the podcast, it just, like I said, it gave me the community that I feel like I needed to give me peace. And so I just wanted to share my little testimony with y'all's podcast. And please know that I thank God for each and every one of you.
Wow. I love that.
Hey, behind the scenes story, she also told me that she listened, Jade, to the episode that we had you on to share about proactively waiting for God's timing, got connected with Dr. Heather, and is doing her stuff, and she was really grateful for you you sharing that contact. So
praise
throw that
God.
Out there.
But. Wow, I love that. She said she felt like she had a community. Mm-hmm. I think when you're dealing with, which we both know, that infertility, whatever you're dealing with, there's something about meeting someone else who can relate. Mm-hmm. Even if the story looks a little different, but there's still that camaraderie. Yeah. It's like, wow, she gets it. Because I always know, Kendra, when a woman doesn't get it. You know, and in my mind, I'm not going to lie to you, because I like to be honest, I'm a Christian. I'm like, okay, yeah, she don't get it, so we're not going to be able to talk about this topic. Mm. Like, I've had women to say to me in the past, and thank God for the Holy Spirit, he's helped me to see, Jay, just give them grace. Mm. They don't get it. If you have a baby, you do. If you don't, you don't. Yeah. So loosely. Irks the mess out of me. My flesh rises. I'm like, they don't get it. They never experienced it. Yeah. But I don't think you have to experience something to get it. I think as a believer, mm-hmm. Paul says to mourn with those who mourn. Mm-hmm. That's like, you better go to James chapter 3. Yep. Our tongue is so powerful. It can burn. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, be mindful, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit when someone is struggling.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever hit your finger with a hammer or something hard? Mm. What happens to the other hand, right? the hand that didn't get hit, it grabs your thumb and it squeezes. Yes. It's like, it just immediately runs to the rescue.
Ooh, Kendra.
It didn't feel that pain. It doesn't personally know what it was like to be hit by that, but you better bet it reacts. And God says, as the body of Christ, that we are, when one part suffers, every part suffers with it.
Yes.
And so we need to be ready to run to the rescue of other parts and comfort and surround each other.
Yes.
And part of that means choosing, when we suffer, to allow others to comfort us,
Kendra.
Right? So it's one of those things that I think sometimes when we feel alone, sometimes it can be our own doing of isolating ourselves. There's a scripture we talked about this right before we got on
come
air.
On, KW.
But,
Kendra White, come
in
on, KW.
Peter, you even knew there was 1 Peter 5:8. There we
yes.
go.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
Be alert. Watch out for your... I'm going to read ESV. Sorry. Here we go. Awesome. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour.
Come on.
Break that down for us, Jane.
Girl...
Break it down.
No, I love this verse, because in the original Greek, I don't know. I'm not an Abraham Hamilton. I just know meanings. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Look at her push her little glasses up right here. No. Like, I'm going to get into the Greek. Hakuna Matata. Like, okay, wow. All right. Come on.
Girl, Mark, I hope you be... She's so funny. Man. Okay, no. So sober in the original Greek means alert. So it says be sober-minded and alert. Mm-hmm. So it's actually saying be alert.
Alert. Yeah, when your mom tells you something
emphasis.
Twice as a kid, you know it's important.
There's an emphasis there. That adversary, the enemy, he is roaming around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There are times when I pray that verse, I say, Father, help me to be so alert that I know not to be devoured by the enemy. And so there is it's a double emphasis in that, the original meaning of that verse.
Yeah, and I love just the picture that gives us of a lion. Like if you ever watch like any of the animal shows, my dad isn't a big animal buff, so we grew up watching the animal shows, you know, and they've got the like dramatic voiceover and the music, and you see like the lion and the reeds, and it's like the African lion waits for the antelope to become isolated before jumps on its prey, you know, whatever. And so the lion always waits for the weak to struggle and to lag behind and to get separate from the group. Mm-hmm. A lot of these in nature, the defense mechanisms is a herd mentality. And so the only way they stay safe is by staying together.
Sticking together, come on.
And what does that mean for us as the body of Christ? Yeah. When you isolate yourself in your pain, the enemy is going to naturally target you.
Yes.
So what does that mean? It means you've got to be plugged into community in your hurt. You've got to be vulnerable with someone. That does not mean, you know, scripture says, don't throw your pearls before swine.
Come on, Kendra.
What that means is you don't have to be up on Facebook sharing every detail with people that do not care about you.
Yeah.
But within the, you should be have a body of Christ of some believers, some people that you pull up close to and you say, hold on to me. I heard this in a sermon Sunday about in the Redwoods, you know, they have the giant trees that are massive that have been there. I mean, they are like, you can drive through them,
years,
right?
Years,
like they're huge. Some of them are dead. And they're still there, and they haven't fallen, and they're standing strong. Why are they standing strong? Because the root structures of these trees interlock with each other.
KW!
So they hold each other up when one's struggling
or
is weak.
So that's powerful.
That's the kind of community God calls us to have as believers.
I love that. It makes me think of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Mm-hmm. It says, two are better than one. Mm. If either falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Mm. I believe this is a huge emphasis of why we need each other. Yep. And I'm going to say this. If you're one who's struggling and you know of another lady that's struggling, I get excited because my mind immediately says to myself when I meet a woman, which I met one this weekend actually, and my mind immediately goes to, let me encourage her because I know that feeling.
Yes.
And I know where she's at.
Yeah.
And even though I don't know what the end is going to turn out for in my journey, I'm at a better place than where
that's
I was.
Good.
Let me encourage her along the way. Do not, and when you see someone, do not allow them to be by themselves. Mm-hmm. As believers, first of all, if you're a believer, you're supposed to have the heart of Christ. Mm-hmm. Christ never left them alone. Man, get out of yourself. I heard Dr. Tony Evans. He's one of my favorite ministers. He said this once. He was talking about how, as members of the body, how we... Man, this is live radio for real. This ain't nothing but the enemy. I lost my train of thought, Kendra.
Dr. Tony Evans.
It was something that he said. Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, how we as believers, how we are to encourage one another. And I'm lost my train of thought. I'll come back.
It's going to come
radio.
Back. It's going to be
live
there.
Radio. Y'all better pray. Well, pray in the spirit right
while
now.
While the Lord brings that to your heart. I wanted to mention, I have heard from a lot of our listeners who have said that they listen not because they struggle with infertility, but because someone they know is in the thick of it and they want to know how to reach them. They want to understand what they're going from. We have a lot of parents that have reached out. Let me read this comment from one parent. She said, your ministry is so wonderful. It has been an encouragement to me when as a parent, I long for my daughter to be a mom. This is from Sherry. And she asked that we pray for her daughter. And so Lord, we pray for Sherry's daughter and her son-in-law. And we just agree with her and ask you to move in their life, Lord, that a miracle would happen, that you would open doors for them, Father God, and also give them patience and joy during the time of wait, that you would fill their hearts, Lord, that they would cling to you and they would grow to know you even better than ever before. This is also an email from Carol. She says, I came across your show a few months ago on AFR. Since that time, I've gone back and listened to many episodes. I have to say the show when you had your moms on was my favorite. Mm. It is my son and my precious daughter in love who struggle with infertility. My heart just breaks for them every month. And she's praying for their timing. She said that they're in their 30s and feeling like they're behind and they're running out of time and asked that we pray for them. So, Lord, we pray for Carol's daughter in love and her son. And we ask that you would help them to feel peace in the wait, that they would not feel that this giant clock is ticking and that they would just trust and depend that you are the God who created the sun. Yes. You created the moon. You created the universe and everything to rotate and move the way you, so you created time. Mm-hmm. And it does not surprise you. And I just pray that they would be able to rest and relax and also move when you tell them to move. Mm-hmm. And I ask that you would build their family in your perfect timing.
Those two testimonies, those were powerful. Mm-hmm. I love reading. I love hearing that, these testimonies mm-hmm. from listeners. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of something. So we can sometimes have the will of God in our own hand because we want to be in control mm-hmm. as humans. And why? I think it's the fall of man. But we need to have an mm-hmm. open hand. Ooh. and say, Lord, whichever way you see fit. Mm-hmm. And I say this because I am still growing to have an open mm-hmm. hand, because we are all not destined to have a biological child. Right. As hurtful that may sound, and I say this to myself, mm-hmm. and it hurts me to say it too, because I love my husband, mm-hmm. would love to have a child that has a mixture of us. We are not promised that. Right. However, as believers, we are promised that what he has for us is for our good. Mm-hmm. I was actually speaking with a sister this weekend who is struggling with infertility. And one thing she said to me was, what if God's been protecting you from something mm-hmm. all these years mm-hmm. that you may not know till you're in heaven? And that's why you have not had a child yet. What if there's something that he's been, which I know he's growing things in me because my perspective has changed. Mm-hmm. But there are aspects that you will gain yes. in the weight, whichever that weight may look. Because that weight could be adoption. Yeah. That weight could be a foster child. It can look different. It's not always a biological. And I know that's hard to hear. Mm-hmm. And I can say this relaxed, in a somewhat relaxed manner, because I am having to say that to myself.
I think those scriptures and those promises are so helpful because we can take them to the bank regardless of our circumstance.
Come on, Kendra.
You know, it's something you don't want to cling to a hope that like, oh, this may or may not happen.
Yes.
I had a listener that, bless her heart, the Lord is moving in her heart in powerful ways. She had a miscarriage recently, mm-hmm. and she told me that she was in the emergency room and kept hearing some lines from our show where we said, God is still good. Mm-hmm. Cling to Christ even in the midst of the storm. And she kept kind of hearing those
yes,
things.
Lord.
And can I tell you, that is the gospel.
Yes.
Like
yes.
when
Jesus.
Dealing with the problem of evil and why bad things happen in our world and that struggle, I didn't realize when we started this show, but that's at the heart of what it means to be a believer.
Yeah.
To endure hardships and to know that Christ's sacrifice on the cross is sufficient, and
yes.
that's going to carry us through those hardest days
yes.
of our life.
Amen.
Like that woman, and I'm going to leave her name anonymous, but yeah. you are living the gospel right now.
Yes,
and cling to Jesus. You keep holding on to that truth because you are a shining, brilliant light as you do mm-hmm. that.
She, to me, when I hear that story, she has an eternal perspective. Because we can get so mm-hmm. complacent with this earth and thinking, I need all this and this. And I'm not saying you don't stop believing for that mm-hmm. baby. I'm not saying that. But what yeah. I am saying is, if he doesn't, mm-hmm. he is still enough.
Yes, ma'am.
He brings me joy. Because I'm going to tell you, your children, and I know this from mm-hmm. other friends of mine who have kids, they're like, they're going to disappoint you. Mm-hmm. Your spouse is going to yep. disappoint you. Life is going to have its disappointments. Christ is going to always be enough.
Amen.
And it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, if someone is listening right now and you're like, I'm just not there, be honest. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm still growing. You mm-hmm. got to get in the scriptures and know the character of God. When you don't know his character, mm-hmm. that's to me is why, when you struggle more with his will.
Amen. Hey, you read a testimony
yes.
from a husband. Speaking
Girl!
Of parents listening to the show to know how to sympathize with their children.
Yes.
Tell me about this one.
This husband wrote this. He said, I've never listened to your podcast.
And this is from
the wife. Sorry. This is the wife about her husband. I've never listened to your podcast, but recently my husband, I won't say his name, revealed that he listened to it during our infertility struggles. When I asked him how he knew so much about your podcast, he confessed he listened to it so he could better understand, and she wrote this in bold, my pain. He said, y'all have gave him valuable insight into what I was experiencing during our time of loss. Mm. This in turn allowed him to comfort me in ways that I desperately needed. Thank you for that.
Mm.
kudos to that husband.
So
right there.
Awesome.
Come on.
So awesome. Okay. We're almost out of time, yeah. but we want to say a quick prayer for anyone who does relate to feeling isolated and that. God needs to help you gain community. And you're like, yeah, but who do I trust with this? Like your heart is like afraid to even open
right,
up to
because you don't
want to
meet a woman like who told me, if you have yeah. a baby, you do. But no, you don't. Yeah. She was very like, just yeah. ugly. Yeah.
Let's pray for them.
Okay.
Father God, I just pray that you would show them almost like a lighthouse. Mm-hmm. Who is somebody who carries your spirit
yes,
and would accurately comfort them the way that you comfort yes, your children Lord. And that you give them the courage to step out and to make those connections, to yes, be vulnerable and that you would flood their minds with your word. We know that you say that your word is a lamp unto our feet. So if they are in a mm-hmm. dark place, Lord, they need the light of your word to help guide them out of that suffering yes, and out Lord. Of that place of pain.
Yes, Lord. And Lord, I just add that you would continue to encourage them during their journey. Mm-hmm. I ask, Lord, that you would help them, Lord, to be content with whatever your will is. Help them to fall so deeply in love with you, but even more so, help them to know how much you love them, Lord God. Help them to prime mm-hmm. out that hand, Lord, to not have a closed fist, but to have an open hand to what and receive mm-hmm. your will. Because at the end of the day, Lord, our purpose is for you to gain glory. And that is going to look in different ways for every story, mm-hmm. Lord God. May they learn to know you in yes, new Lord. Ways, Lord. Like the angels in Revelation, they, mm-hmm. they're walking around that throne singing glory, glory, glory. And the scripture mm-hmm. says they see another aspect mm-hmm. of you. May they learn something new about you, Father, because you're never boring. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, we would love to connect with you as yeah. well. hannahsheart@afa.net. Send us your prayer requests and please plug into community. Thanks for listening to Hannah's Heart. Mm-hmm.